Zully Valdez, Zully Zully Valdez, Valdez, date of birth is 2/13/1983. This is for date of service 2/1/2022. Mrs. Valdez is a 38-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 15 years old. At that time, she had gestational diabetes and has been working with her diabetes management since 15 or 16 years old. She was previously followed by Julia Lindauer. She also has other complications related to her diabetes, related to retinopathy, neuropathy, and chronic kidney disease. The patient also has a history of hypertension, cholecystectomy, hyperlipidemia, left renal stone, and she is followed by nephrology Dr. Pinzon and gastroenterology Dr. Akichi. For her diabetes, she is currently on Lantus 55 units once daily and Humalog 12 units as the base, and adding a sliding scale 4 times a day. The patient reports that lately her blood sugars have been high all the time and have been ranging in the 200 range, and she reports symptoms of feeling thirsty, fatigue, headaches, and feeling clammy at times. Notably, the patient had COVID in August, and at that time she was given remdesivir. After remdesivir and her treatment for COVID, her renal function declined significantly, and now she has estimated GFRs in the 30s. For breakfast, she usually has cereal and cheese or fruit. For lunch, it's usually chicken plus a starch. Dinner is usually meat, chicken, and seafood. She snacks on cookies, popcorn, and yogurt or sugar-free Jell-O. The patient reports high sugars since August of 2021 after her COVID infection. She reports fluctuations in her sugars. Her neuropathy is also aggravated as well. She has gained weight since her COVID infection and gets winded, as well as generalized joint pain. The patient was previously on lisinopril therapy, however, this was discontinued secondary to reduction in renal function. Plan number one for her uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, the patient is reporting a previous hemoglobin A1c close to 14%. At this point, I'm going to get a current baseline hemoglobin A1c and adjust her insulin therapy. We will recommend Lantus 55 units once daily plus Humalog 12 units with breakfast, 15 units with lunch, 15 units with supper, plus a sliding scale of 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. I will also add Trulicity 0.75 milligrams once weekly. We will plan on seeing the patient in 3 weeks for follow-up to reassess her glycemic control after making these changes. Next number for her vitamin B12 deficiency. Her current level is 235. The goal is to be greater than 800. She is currently on monthly injections of vitamin B12 that was recently started by her primary care provider, and we will schedule her for her injections to be done here in the office. Next number for her vitamin D deficiency, her current level is 13. We will replace this with ergocalciferol 50,000 IUs once weekly for the next 6 to 8 weeks. We will repeat her vitamin D 25 hydroxy level prior to her return. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel. Next number for her retinopathy, continue to get regular eye exams. Next number for her neuropathy, continue current therapy. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.